Hello and welcome back to As It Is. We come to you 7 days a week from the Voice of America in Washington. Each day we present interesting stories from around the world, and we try to do it in a way that makes it easy to understand if English is not your first language. Today, a special program about recent developments on the Korean Peninsula. Then, news about business and economics. We will end the program with more American history on the making of a nation. As It is on the air and on the Internet right now. Mario Ritter is here with important information.
South Korean officials stated their concerns about North Korea's first missile test launch from a submarine. The test does not immediately change the military situation on the Korean Peninsula. However, it shows that North Korea is working on a missile system that is difficult to detect and could threaten countries around the world. A spokesman for the South Korean Defense Ministry, Kim Min-sok, confirmed that North Korea did test fire an underwater ballistic missile on May 8th. He called the test a serious concern. Mr. Kim also urged North Korea to stop developing the weapon immediately. However, Mr. Kim also says the test shows North Korea is years away from deploying this new capability. He says the ministry believes North Korea's test fire shows the country is in the early stages of developing a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. Mr. Kim says advanced countries take 4 to 5 years after an underwater test to complete the system. However, the fact that North Korea is on a path to develop a submarine-based missile system means it could develop the ability to strike anywhere in the world. Targets could include the mainland of the United States. The North's new ability could also hurt the effectiveness of South Korea's current kill-chain missile system. This system is designed to target and destroy North Korean missile launch sites. The increased North Korean threat could start a new arms race on the Korean Peninsula. Some could also use the threat to justify deploying the United States anti-ballistic missile system called THAAD. South Korea has not wanted to accept the THAAD missile system because China opposes the move. South Korea's defense ministry spokesman says his country is sure it can, in his words, strongly respond to a missile attack from a North Korean submarine. Bruce Bennett studies defense issues for the RAND Corporation, a research group. He said what North Korea got as a result of the test launch remains unclear. I haven't seen any description of what exactly happened to the missile after it left the water, Mr. Bennett said. He also wondered if North Korea has a submarine equipped to fire a missile beyond the Korean Peninsula. But he noted that the launch represents a threat to South Korea and Japan. If you can fire 2 or 3 missiles at South Korea or Japan, he said, that's relatively a significant capability and would require new efforts for defense against it. Defense expert Shin In-kyun is with the Korea Defense Network. He says South Korea needs to prevent missile attacks if the North moves to arm a ballistic missile with a nuclear weapon. North Korea has not shown it can make a small nuclear warhead. However, U.S. military authorities recently said they believe North Korea has the ability to fit a nuclear weapon on a long-distance missile. Shin In-kyun says the U.S., South Korea, and other allies need to develop the ability to contain this threat at once. He says the allies need to be able to launch a preemptive attack by deploying U.S. nuclear submarines. He says they could hide near North Korea's submarine port on Maeyong Island and strike the North's submarines if there is an attack. The submarine missile test took place days after U.S. and South Korean diplomats met to discuss the possibility of opening exploratory talks with the North. The two countries may be considering a compromise to meet North Korea's demand for unconditional talks by using the word exploratory rather than formal negotiations. The compromise would temporarily suspend the U.S. demand that North Korea first take clear steps to halt its nuclear program. Shin In-kyun says by carrying out the missile test, North Korea is sending a message that it is not ready to offer any compromises on its own. North Korea wants the right to test fire missiles in addition to restarting six-party talks without preconditions. The U.S. State Department has called on North Korea to avoid raising tensions in the area. It says launches using ballistic missile technology are a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. North Korea is under UN sanctions, which ban the country from developing or using ballistic missile technology. North Korea's official news agency, KCNA, reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called the launch an eye-opening success. I'm Mario Ritter.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. In a few minutes, news about business and economics, and more American history on the making of a nation. Many people in this country are remembering the birth of Lyman Frank Baum. He was born on May 15, 1856, in New York State. He wrote stories for American newspapers, but he is probably much better known for his series of children's books about a make-believe land where magical things happened. Oh, now you recognize the name. L. Frank Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It is considered an American classic, as is the movie by the same name that starred Judy Garland. 3 years to the day after Frank Baum was born, the Curie family in Paris, France, was welcoming a son to the world. Pierre is considered one of the founders of modern physics. As an adult, he married Marie, and together the Curies made many scientific discoveries.